How is everyone doing? Welcome back to another episode of The Banker Next Door. I'm your host, Dr. Joe Berquist. Today, I wanted to talk about something incredibly interesting that happened this week, and that is the Bank of Japan ended the era of negative interest rates. If you're a finance junkie like myself, or you just are really fascinated by interest rates and what's going on, going back about 10 years ago, a number of banks around the world decided to not only take their interest rates to a 0%, but actually take their interest rates negative. Now, this had a very fascinating effect on the market. And that was, if you say you kept $10,000 in a savings account at the bank, well, when the rates went negative, instead of you earning interest on those deposits, you had to pay the bank a fee to keep those deposits in place. So say, I don't know, say you were making $10 a month in interest on your $10,000, sitting there in a savings account. So now, instead of earning that $10 in interest, you had to pay the bank a fee of $10 for the privilege of keeping your deposits there at the bank. Obviously, as you can imagine, that didn't go over real well, and people were more inclined to take their deposits and go home. Now, furthermore, it gets the opposite on loans. So on loans, where you would pay interest to the bank, now the bank had to pay interest to you. So it gets really interesting. So now all of a sudden, if you were paying $300 or $400 a month in interest to the bank on your mortgage, let's say, so now all of a sudden you were getting a check from the bank for that couple hundred dollars every month. So it got really interesting. So let's take a look at an article here where I'm going to point this out. So this was an article from the Wall Street Journal this week that basically says global era of negative interest rates ends as Japan goes to zero. Unorthodox central bank policy was no panacea, but some countries found it better than nothing. So let's go down here. So Tokyo, so the world's nearly 12-year experiment with negative interest rates is over now that the last holdout, the Bank of Japan, has moved its key policy rate back to at least zero. Of the many unusual measures central banks took over the past decade and a half, among the most controversial, with uncertain benefits and potential risks, were negative interest rates, where depositors pay to store money at a bank instead of being paid. The experiment's bottom line, negative rates weren't enough by themselves to pull economies out of a funk or lift inflation towards central bank's 2% target. It took the COVID-19 pandemic and war in Ukraine to accomplish that. So, and then there's a nice little chart here, which basically says negative rates. And it says at the peak of central bank's negative interest rate policies, trillions of dollars in debt yielded less than zero. So you can see here, global total of negative yielding debt. So about 2021, we probably reached the peak of about $17.4 trillion in negative yielding debt. Think about that for a minute. Negative yielding debt. So yet, if negative rates weren't a cure-all, they seem to help at least a little. In Japan's case, negative rates after a delay contributed to driving the yen down and import prices up, fueling the return of inflation. Despite some adverse effects, banking systems didn't totter as feared. So while central banks are retiring negative rates for now, they will almost certainly keep them in the toolbox in case a similar emergency reoccurs, perhaps as a threat that never has to be used. If market conditions demand it, we always have that option of going back to minus, said Yatakana Harada, if I'm saying that, I hope I'm saying that right, former Bank of Japan policy board member who backed the negative interest rates. The Bank of Japan on Tuesday eliminated its negative policy rate of minus 0.1% and set a new short-term interest rate target range of 0% to 0.1%. It also ended most of the unconventional policies it had adopted since the 2008 global financial crisis, halting purchases of stocks and scrapping a target for long-term government bond yields. Extraordinary easing is over. And then it goes on to say a negative interest rate means that each year a deposit is worth less. For example, a $100 deposit with a 0.1% negative rate would be worth $99.90 after a year. In practice, negative rates could be imposed on commercial bank deposits at the central bank, but commercial banks were reluctant to pass the negative rates onto their own customers. Regular depositors can avoid negative rates by withdrawing their cash from the bank and storing it under a mattress. In other words, you're just keeping it at home. But central bankers realized that their depositors, commercial banks, couldn't easily find mattresses big enough to hide billions of euros or kroner safely. Those depositor banks could be made to pay interest instead of earning it. And then it goes into a very interesting case here. So this was in 2012, Denmark. Their central bank imposed negative rates on deposits held by commercial banks, followed by the European Central Bank in 2014 and the Bank of Japan in early 2016, as well as Sweden and Switzerland. In theory, according to the International Monetary Fund, a negative rate policy supports economic activity and inflation through the same channels as conventional interest rate cuts. The policy pulls down interest rates across the board and makes it easier for businesses to borrow and spend. That should boost overall demand and trigger inflation. Did the theory work in practice? The effects, if any, weren't obvious. And that means no, it didn't. It did not work. Negative interest rates did not work. Economies in Europe and Japan remained lackluster and below target inflation even after negative rates. There are some studies that find, yes, there's some additional credit extension. There are other studies that finds there's actually less. So, I think at the end of the day, negative interest rates did not work. I hope no central bank ever brings this back or ever tries this again because it's stupid and it didn't work. And then going down here, like you can see here, a composite of Bank of Japan's policy rates over the years. And this is in the decades. So you can see the 70s, 80s, 90s. And then you can see 2000. I mean, their interest rates went to zero and came bumped up a tiny little bit around 08, 09, 010, and then have been at zero for, you know, the last 14 years, basically. Japan went into, starting in the 1990s, after their stock market crashed around 89, 90, Japan went into what you called the lost decade. From like 1990 until 2000, their stock market did not recover at all. It took a long, and their stock market actually just came back to where they were in 1990, which was now some 34 years later. I mean, it took them that long to recover. Here's another chart, like Japan's growth, the start of negative interest rates in Japan in 2016 didn't change growth much. And it goes in here. Still, the IMF concluded in 2021 that the negative rate policy has likely supported growth. Some central bankers said that by showing there was no floor, negative rates were helpful in showing determination to stimulate the economy. While the Federal Reserve never adopted negative rates, the Fed should also consider maintaining constructive ambiguity about the future use of the tactic. Former Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke wrote in 2020 blog post. Yeah, we don't need any more recommendations from Mr. Bernanke. He can keep that to himself. Negative rates in Japan initially didn't push down the yen because other central banks had zero or negative rates. But in 2022, the Fed started raising rates. And soon after, European central banks, including the ECB, ended their negative rate policies. The widening gap between those regions' rates and Japan's negative rate encouraged investors to move their money to dollars and euros. And the yen plunged to a three-decade low. This year, many companies in Japan are using their fat profits to give raises of more than 5% to workers. Inflation pushed up by import prices is running about 2%. So that was justification enough for the Bank of Japan to end its negative interest rate policy. So, this is a very, very interesting thing in terms of monetary policy, in terms of interest rates, finance and economics, and how did all this work? How did this play out? Were negative interest rates a good thing, a bad thing? Like the article stated, there were some studies that said it was good. There were some studies that said it wasn't so good and it really didn't work. I'm in the camp where I don't think negative interest rates worked. I don't think they were a good idea. I don't think they really made sense. You don't see anybody running around today screaming, oh yeah, negative interest rates were that was a great tool and it worked extremely well. And, you notice that the Federal Reserve here, thank goodness, never went to negative interest rates. I know they definitely had that conversation there. for a few years. But again, just again, a very interesting thing. I mean, this was definitely something that, you know, if you're in school, I would say if you're in college right now and you're listening to this, and if you're taking, you know, finance, economics, accounting classes or whatever, definitely a very interesting thing to note and just to pay attention to. You know, if you're like me, if you're a banker or if you're a long-term student of finance, it's just a very interesting thing to note. You know, kind of take heed of what happened in this moment and how this affected these different countries and different markets around the world and how they experimented with this. And then ultimately what did or didn't work, because I can guarantee you, if you end up, you know, working in some capacity in a finance career in the business world, and you're there for the next 20, 30, 40 years, this scenario will come back around again. And sooner or later, somebody will say, oh yeah, hey, remember that era of negative interest rates? And maybe we should try that, you know? So that's why it's important to kind of know and study these things and pay attention to what's going on here. So, but that's pretty much it. Something I thought was just, I thought the whole negative interest rate phenomenon was a very interesting thing, just something to point out. I'll be curious in the next 5 years, I'm sure, that, you know, some people are going to do, there are going to be some really good papers written on this negative interest rate environment and what occurred here and what the ultimate outcomes were. So I'll have to keep an eye out for that in the years ahead to see what comes out, and then ultimately, you know, come back and report on those findings. So something just to, you know, I'll make a note, maybe someday if I'm still here and 5 or 10 years doing this, you know, hopefully, you know, I'll be able to come back and report on that. So, but that all depends on if you like the videos. So with that being said, if you like this video, please make sure to like, share, and subscribe. Remember, we are on YouTube, Rumble, and all major podcast platforms. So please check us out. Please make sure to leave your comments below. I always love getting back to people, and I hope everyone enjoys the rest of the day, and I will be back to everybody again real soon. Thanks a lot.